Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a little bit of Katie, recorded all of this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and this is episode number 18. And in just a moment, I'll explain to you exactly what this episode is all about, because it's very different to everything else we do during the week. But before I get there, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Hum Finance. And with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in a store from any of their retail partners. And the list of retail partners, by the way, is absolutely huge. Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, DFS, Harvey Norman, B&Q, the list goes on and on and on across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and much more besides. Now, how Hum Finance help you is they help you to manage your finances and make larger purchases much more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website, shophum.ie, or apply directly in store, and then you're up and humming. Do you get it? I have to say, it's a fantastic service. And the thing about Hum is they are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, which is something that you can't say for other companies that let you spread payments that aren't necessarily regulated in the same way. Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Get what you love today, pay it your way with Hum. And we would like to thank Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what is this episode of Opinions Matter all about? It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And as I said, this is episode 18. And we release one of these episodes every single weekend. So let me just tell you very briefly how this works. Every day, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page. And the reason we do that is to generate phone calls, and then we package that into a podcast, which is uploaded every weekday afternoon. But before we get to the podcast section, in order for the audience on Facebook to build up a little bit, myself and Jeremy and Katie from time to time sit here in our studio just talking random rubbish. And I mean the most random shite you can imagine. Now, some people love this podcast. Maybe you won't, but you'll give it a go anyway. So on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, you will hear the story of Biscuit Betty and how Biscuit Betty lost a thumb and what she did with that thumb. That story's coming up. Why are women so cagey about their ages? We'll be hearing about some good news that I personally got this week. And Katie will be joining us later on, sounding as husky as Hannah Montana back in the day. All that and much more on Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. You ready to go? Okay, let's start last Monday.
You text me 2 hours ago and the text actually said, and I'll read it out verbatim.
Yeah, what did I say?
Verbatim, by the way, for those of you who are uneducated, which is a lot of you, verbatim means word for word. It's the Latin for word.
Nobody
for
gives
word.
A crap.
Oh, you know, I studied Latin in school in my classical education that I got.
Your classical education?
I had a classical education in one of Dublin's finest private schools. Clongowes, it's called.
Do you actually believe what you say?
Oh, we're getting it off already.
Do you actually believe what you say?
What?
Do you actually believe?
Sorry, I did go to Clongowes.
You weren't even inside the gate of Clongowes.
Oh, it was like, what's his name?
You were.
Oh, what's his name that stands at the gate?
Yeah, yeah, you were like him.
With the bag over his shoulder.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Him.
What's that fellow's name?
Your man. What's his name?
Eunuch.
Enoch. Exactly like Enoch. There's you standing at the gate of Clongowes. All the boys and girls, all the boys going, "Hi, Jeremy." Because we're all very posh.
Anyway, Adrian may be telling you that he's delighted to be here and all that, and delighted to be back. And
absolutely.
That will make sense because he'll be at the top of the queue, this will.
Yeah, of course it will. Yeah.
But 2 hours ago, Adrian sent me a message, and I'll read it out verbatim. Don't call me, I'm on the toilet having a dump. Okay, that was the first message you sent me. Why did you answer the phone when you were doing a dump?
Didn't answer the phone.
You did, you said I'll ring you back.
No, I didn't. I hung up. I didn't speak to you.
You did, you said I'll ring you back.
Yeah, I just said I'd ring you back.
But you were pre-dump at the time.
I was about to.
Oh, God.
Why, what's the problem? No, I wouldn't talk to somebody on the phone while I'm sitting on the throne.
Well, let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good evening. I got my mortgage approved while doing a dump. That's actually a true story. Our mutual friend. Who got us mortgage. Well, he didn't get us mortgage approved. We're not a couple. I wouldn't go into a mortgage situation with you.
No.
You're the worst person with money.
What?
You're actually a terrible person with money.
Oh, contraire.
No. What's your balance portfolio look like?
My balance portfolio? What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means.
Anyway, go on. You're rabbiting on there.
I got mortgage approval while on the toilet.
What are you talking about? 2 hours ago, you said, don't ever ring me.
No, 2 hours ago I asked you, are you looking forward to doing the show today? And you said, I'd rather go for another prostate exam. Now, the problem with that is, Adrian.
I don't have one.
Adrian is prostateless.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, I'm prostate free.
He's prostate. He doesn't have that particular gland.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Which, by the way, and I've seen photographs of it, not yours, obviously.
Yeah.
It looks like a blueberry.
A blueberry?
Yeah. You know, the bit
what size is a blueberry?
Do you ever notice anytime you mention healthy food to Adrian, he doesn't know what you're talking about? Like,
what size is a blueberry?
You haven't had fruit since Wham were in the charts.
That was last Christmas.
You literally haven't had fruit in donkey's ears. You don't know what a blueberry looks like. Anyway, your prostate. This is a conversation just for men, because women obviously... Do women have a prostate up their vaginas?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there's a blueberry. Okay, I'm looking at Yeah, probably that size, yeah.
Yeah. Adrian does no longer have...
Why are we having this conversation?
I've no idea, but you don't have a prostate anymore. Yeah. Now, the question I want to ask you is...
Yeah?
Yeah? Do they let you keep the prostate?
What, in a jar?
Yeah, no. Hear me out, because I'm going to tell you a story now in a few moments.
Brilliant.
Sorry, what?
Did they let me keep the prostate? No.
Did they offer it to you?
No, I didn't ask for it either.
Okay, is there anybody... Is that true, by the way, Darren said a prostate?
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, not allegedly. Jeez, we're not talking...
Anyways, where are we going here?
I have a friend who got something removed from his body and they let him keep it.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't get to keep my prostate. I didn't want to keep it. What would I do with it? But anyway, they take it off to the lab to analyse it for the cancer and all.
Analyse it, actually. See what I did there?
That's what they do.
My question is, and you're not hearing me, did they offer you the opportunity... keep the prostate?
No, they did not.
Why?
Because they have to take it away to analyse it.
But once they've analysed it...
Oh, well, they cut it up and everything.
Cut into it?
No. Obviously, they cut it up to see how bad the cancer was inside it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they
and to see whether it had spread.
Okay, but they didn't offer it back.
No.
But
I want it.
The reason I'm saying that is... I have a friend. Well, oh, sorry, closer to that. Me, I have a body part at home in a jar. I'll have to actually put a photograph up on Facebook.
Really?
Obviously, yes. I had something removed about 12 years ago. And I'll say what it is. It's no big secret or anything. I had a lipoma removed. You know, I have another one now as well. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look.
Oh, jeez, the size of that joke.
Look at it.
Is that it?
Yeah, hideous, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus.
It's not cancerous or anything.
No, I know, but...
Relax there. What's your issue?
Looks hideous.
But she's been there
like
for
the elephant man.
So I had a lipoma.
Do you go swimming and all with that on public display?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a lipoma removed about 10 to 12 years ago. And after a lipoma, by the way, is just a lump of... what is it? I don't even know what it is.
A lump of grizzle or something, is it?
Grizzle?
Yeah.
It's like the streaky bit on a rasher.
You call it that, yeah.
Okay. So I had a big lump of grizzle removed from my back about 12 years ago. And you get it done under general anesthetic or anesthesis.
Okay, yeah.
Before I tell the story, by the way, has anybody got a body part at home in a jar? I think you'd be presently surprised. I'm sure... Out of all our listeners, there is someone that has a part of their body in a jar at home.
So no, I don't know anybody.
Well, there was an old woman that lived on the road that I grew up on.
Right.
And when she was in her 40s, she worked in a biscuit factory, as a lot of people did.
Okay.
Biscuit Betty was her name.
Right.
That's actually a true story. Biscuit Betty.
Biscuit Betty, yeah.
And Biscuit Betty lost her thumb in a biscuit cutting machine.
Really?
Yeah, this is a true story. How could I make this up?
Okay, so she lost her thumb
in a biscuit machine.
Right. And she wanted to keep that thumb.
Name a biscuit company from back in the day. It wasn't Jacobs. Name a different...
I can only think of Jacobs.
Ah, there has to be another biscuit
in
company.
Ireland, no. Jacobs, that was it.
But it wasn't fucking Jacobs, okay?
Boland's.
No, it wasn't Boland's. Give me
then
a little...
There's no more.
There's no more. Let's just shut the... Stop the conversation.
It was a biscuit factory. She lost her thumb. They couldn't obviously reattach it, could they not?
No, but the thumb actually was found down the end of the assembly line with a bit of sprinkles and chocolate on top of it. This is true. So the thumb, she was putting the she had to place the biscuit. It wasn't all done automatic then,
right,
back in the day. She was placing the biscuit on the thing, and the thing came down to cut the biscuit.
And chopped her thumb off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuit Betty.
Biscuit.
By the way, she was great because she used to bring all the kids home.
But you can't remember what the biscuits were, can you?
I can't remember the... No. It was an Irish biscuit factory and it wasn't...
Jacobs.
It wasn't Jacobs, okay?
But they used to be out in Talla.
But Biscuit Betty was great because every week on a Friday when she'd come home, she'd bring home all the biscuits that were left over. You know, the bits off the floor and stuff like that. Bits of thumbs and nails in them. And she'd pass them out to the kids. So we'd all be sitting down on the grass.
And did Biscuit Betty go back to work with... Without a thumb?
Oh, yeah, nine-finger Betty. She was no less than what she was. That's like, but Biscuit Betty, all the kids around the neighbourhood used to sit out in a blanket and they'd be all eating, like, half-eaten bits of digestives and stuff like that with bits of, like, nails.
Oh, McVitie's.
No, it wasn't McVitie's. No, that's an English company. I'm telling the story. Would you look it up? That's going to wreck my head.
What, Biscuit Betty?
The biscuits came in sort of a red packet. I think it was a red packet. Anyway, the reason I tell the story about Biscuit Betty...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to be, by the way, when they listen to this podcast, they're going to be telling each other the story at the weekend. This is a water cooler story. Did you hear Adrian?
I know what it is. Jacobs.
No, I can't go on until you get me the name of the...
Boland's. Cadbury.
No.
No, then there is no more.
I'm thinking the name is popping into my head. And like, is it Crawford's?
They're English as well.
But they could have been in Ireland. It's one of the...
It doesn't matter.
It's one of the biscuits that working class people use.
It doesn't really matter.
You keep asking, it's Jacobs.
Jacobs.
No, what's fucking Jacobs? It was a working class biscuit factory. Anyway, Betty lost her finger in the biscuit machine. Yeah,
her thumb, yeah.
Her thumb. Well, the thumb is a finger, same thing. And they gave the thumb back to her and they couldn't obviously put it back on because medicine wasn't as good as it is now. Like any part of your body falls off now, they can put it back on. They can put people's heads back on.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Go on anyway.
No, they literally can. But they gave her the thumb and she kept it in a jar above her mantelpiece for years. Now, she's dead now. God rest her and all that.
Was she buried with her thumb?
But why would you bury her with her thumb? That's ridiculous. No, but it became... Stop asking, was it Jacobs? People are texting him, was it Jacobs?
Sarah says it was Jacobs when they were in Bishop Street. I worked there.
It wasn't Jacobs.
There is no other Irish biscuit.
Because then her name would have been Jacob Jane. And it wasn't. It was Biscuit Betty. Because her name was Betty. But it became a thing around the neighbourhood. So when the kids were bored during the summer, you know when you have nothing to do during the summer,
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
The kids used to go, what we do, we go and have a look at Biscuit Betty's thumb. And we used to knock on the door. How are you, Biscuit Betty? Can we come in and see your thumb? And she'd bring us in and above the mantelpiece.
In a jar.
In a jar. I don't know what it was kept in. What, like beetroot juice or something?
I don't know.
What would you keep it in?
You were there.
But I don't know what would you keep a thumb in? Because the thumb was completely preserved.
I don't know what you'd keep it in. I've never put a thumb in a jar.
Oh, you put your thumb in many things. Girl.
Now, come here. I have a quick question to ask you before we move on.
Anyway, that was Biscuit Betty. Her grandchildren are still alive, by the way. Although, why wouldn't they be? It's a ridiculous thing to say. And if you are listening to this podcast, your granny was a lovely, lovely woman. And the funny thing is, though, we all lived off Biscuit Betty's crumbs.
Literally.
Literally. None of us were fat. I must have gone through about 60 packets a week of Biscuit Betty.
I have a quick question to ask you before we move on.
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like an absolute wanker today?
Okay.
Why are you dressed like an absolute tosser today?
But it's very warm in here.
Why?
It's very warm in here.
Why have you got that fucking jumper around your neck?
It's the language.
You look like a tosser. I'm going to look, ladies and gentlemen, have a look.
This is a podcast, people can't see it.
For people who are, look, seriously. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, for those of you who are listening and not watching on our Facebook page, Jeremy has, he's a rugby wanker today, even though you hate rugby.
Oh, sorry, by the way, getting back to this, Mike has been on to us. He said this didn't happen. Mike had a ball removed in 2007. I won't give his full name, yeah?
Yeah.
Because now, I assume when he says ball, this is not made up, by the way, it's here. I presume he means testicle.
I assume so,
yeah. Because you have a ball in any part of your body, and they asked them, do they want to keep it when they removed it?
Really?
It's a very common thing, because they don't know what to do with the stuff.
Well, it's incinerated.
Well, what's a doctor going to do with a testicle? He has it in the kidney.
I have to go back to this. What are you doing here with a jumper tied around your neck like a rugby wanker?
It's a very visual question you're asking me because this is a podcast.
Okay, I'm setting the scene for anybody listening to us.
Open that window there. I'm going to pass out.
Of course, you have a bloody jumper wrapped around your neck.
Oh, I do, yeah, actually.
What's that about? I have to say, I find it so tosserish. And I'm applying this to anybody who does this.
Yeah.
To wear a jumper around your neck like the way you are today. You look like a rugby wanker and you hate rugby.
And wankers.
Yeah. So why are you doing it?
I'm actually doing it as a protest, as a dirty protest.
Against what?
I was out at Dawkey yesterday with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to see one of my properties that I have rented out to Colin Farrell, actually, at the moment, is renting my property at Dawkey.
Good man, Carol. How are you, Colin?
But always pays the rent on time. Won't have a bad word said about it. Anyway, I was checking one of my properties on...
Sorry, is it just me, by the way? Does anybody agree with me that people who wear their jumpers around their neck are absolute wankers?
Anyway, I was checking our
Look.
I was checking our property on Sorrento Drive in Dawkey yesterday.
There's no Sorrento Drive. Sorrento Road, all right.
That's the one. So I was on Sorrento Road checking our property, making sure that Colin hadn't wrecked the gaff, and stuff, making sure the rent was up to date. And everybody walking around Dawkey yesterday had their jumpers around their... And I thought, wankers, absolute wankers. And I decided to do it today. And it's actually true. When I was walking around Portmarnock earlier on, going into shops and stuff like that, signing autographs for fans of the show, people were looking at me with disdain.
And rightly so.
Isn't it absolutely?
Absolute tosserish.
Why do they do it?
I don't know.
The only people that can do this are people who own yachts.
We'll give them.
Although your man owns a yacht.
Who?
And he's not posh.
Who?
Your man.
Colin Farrell
doesn't own a yacht.
He's not parking out the back of your house.
Sorry, just Colin's on the phone. Colin. Oh, you're looking for the security code for the utility room. 72653. Cheers, bud. Okay, bye-bye. By the way, Colin, when you're going out, don't leave the dryer on. Plug the dryer out before you leave. Okay. No, don't drive the Porsche.
Ask him, does he wear a jumper around his neck?
Colin, Adrian wants to know. I've never heard of him. Adrian Kennedy. Yes, big in the 90s, not so big anymore. Yeah, that's the one. You thought he was dead. No, he's still here. No, his career is dead. No, he's still alive. He's still breathing. He wants to know, do you wear a jumper around your shoulders? No, it's for wankers as well. Thanks, Colin. Bye-bye.
Yep, there we go.
And that's Colin from Castleknock. Anyway, everybody walking around Dawkey on Sorrento Drive.
No Sorrento Drive.
But your man owns a yacht.
Who?
Your man, the da.
The da?
The da.
How are you, da?
How are you, da?
Your man, the da. I don't know his name. Look, I can't even mention the other fella's name.
The da.
Your man, if you mention, it's like Beetlejuice. If you mention his name three times, he appears. Your man. Remember, he used to give out about how not being able to put coins in his pocket. What's his name? Tony.
McGregor's da.
Oh, is he out there now?
Where?
Dawkey way.
No, but he owns a yacht. Does he never
see? Yeah, and he wears a jumper around his neck as well.
Does he?
Yeah. Tony, okay, Tony.
Sorry, Jacinta says stop using that filthy word. I can't stand it and I wouldn't use it myself. She talked about Dawkey. What word are you talking about, Jess? Jacinta? Adrian?
No idea.
What word is filthy that we can't use again?
That W word, I think.
McGregor?
No.
What?
No.
Anyway, in answer to your question, well, you didn't ask a question. Mm-hmm. Both myself and Adrian agree that unless you own like a super-sized yacht, never, ever, ever wear a jumper around your neck.
Because it makes you...
Wanker.
You're not allowed to say that word.
Oh, is that the word she doesn't like?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Imagine the arrogance. Sorry, Jess, I'm about to go off on a... first of all, you're listening to the wrong bloody podcast here, Jess.
Well, if you don't like language.
If you don't like the word wanker, then you're not going to like vag.
Why are we going to be mentioning that?
Or gay.
Or we're not going to be mentioning that either.
I'm just saying they're all words that you're not going to like. So if you don't like the word wanker.
Okay, you don't have to keep saying them.
Wanker,
no,
gay.
No. You're offending her. Stop it.
No more gay. No more wanker. Thank you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Need something now but want to spread the cost?
With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I wonder how many of our female listeners, because people listen to this live as we record this part of the podcast, I wonder how many females who are listening to this right now, how many of you would be happy to reveal your honest age on, you can put it in the Facebook
or you can send it to us on WhatsApp.
Yeah, send it to us on WhatsApp.
What actually. Age are you?
Yeah, no, forget about Facebook, okay? Facebook is 2006. It's WhatsApp now.
We're on it live every day.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Okay, Facebook is great. Best thing that ever happened. Reveal your age, ladies. Reveal your age. Now, I don't know if my wife... my wife is, as I said, she's considerably younger than me. She's very youthful in her looks, appearance and behaviour. By the way, it's very hard being with a younger woman.
Why?
Trying to keep up.
Really?
I don't mean in bed. No, I'm a stallion in bed. No, I'm not a stallion. What's the horse that the Budweiser horse?
Red Rum.
Red Rum wasn't a Budweiser. What's the Budweiser horses? La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. What, pulling along a load of crates of Budweiser?
La, 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 la. It's not a great song. La, 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 la.
Ba-da, so you're a horse in bed, is that what you're saying?
Happy holidays from Budweiser.
You're a horse of a man, are you?
What is the name of the horse, the Budweiser horse? The biggest horse in the world.
Clydesdales.
Yeah, I'm a Clydesdale in bed.
The big fat horse.
The big fat horse. I literally drag kegs of Bud into the bedroom. No, I can't keep up with her on nights out and stuff like that.
Really?
So my bedtime, and I'm sure a lot of you, your son actually would be in my ballpark as well.
In your ballpark?
Okay, he'd be in the same ballpark as me. I'm the same generation as your son. So,
here, I'm going to text Sean and I'm going to tell him what you just said.
When
he'd soon have words about that.
When we go out on a night out, my wife, like, it'll be 12 o'clock and I'll be looking at the watch going, here, come on, let's go home. And she's like, no, the night's only starting. Let's move on and on and on. Let's go on to another venue. It's very hard being with a younger woman.
Anyway, so a lot of people...
How does Michael Douglas keep up with Catherine?
Yeah, he doesn't anymore. He's knackered.
That's exactly... That's exactly why.
Okay, let's see. Who's giving their age away? Let me see. Oh, not many.
Oh, Catherine. Sorry, is she offering a 69 or is she 69?
Oh, Amanda is 33. Sandra is 59. It's no problem admitting this.
It is. A lot of you have aged terribly.
What do you mean?
Sandra, she looks at us. I'd add 10 onto that, Sandra.
Oh, you nasty bastard. Oh,
I'd add 10.
Wait till I give out your age.
No. We don't have a drum. We don't have a drum.
I'll get a drum.
We don't have a drum.
I'll Google a bloody drum.
Amanda's 33 and no shame. I hate people that say that. I'm 33 and have no shame. Of course you have no shame. You're only 33.
Okay, so who else? Andrea in the UK is 34. Emma is 32.
B or C?
What?
It's a very personal thing to be given out, Emma. No, I would have said A's, A cup.
What are you talking about?
32
Emma
A.
just said I'm 32.
And what's the letter that comes after it?
What are you talking about?
Is she a 32 A, a B or a C or a double D?
We're not talking about brass sizes, you fool.
Well, that's tomorrow's podcast. I think how cool would that be? And it's slightly pervy if we were to get women to send us in their brass sizes.
It would be very pervy, and I'm not going to be a party to it.
No, you don't have to be. You can shut up and just sit there.
That's fine by me.
But what would be wrong with that?
Emma just wanted to confirm that she's a 32F.
Is that big?
It's large enough, yeah.
Are they? Oh God! Women are actually giving their brass sizes now. Yeah, you ask.
Andrea said she's a 38 double D.
Jesus! Now I have to say, double D, doubly dangerous.
Yep.
That'd be my kind of cup size now.
Really?
Yeah. They must give you black eyes. She was even the girls are dark.
Okay, ages again. Bree just turned 50. Diane is 43. Michelle is 58. Will be 59 on Friday.
Now, I have to ask you a question while we're talking about birthdays, guys. What do you think? I have a big issue with this, and you're going to say I'm a bad humbug and all this. What do you think of doing birthdays in workplaces?
No, I hate it.
Oh, you
hate
it as
well? Yeah, I do. I really do.
Oh,
really,
God.
Really do.
In a previous place that myself and Aidan worked in.
Oh, I used to hate it.
It was every day. There was a lot of staff.
Well, it wasn't every day.
No, but
you don't have a birthday every day.
No, but there was a lot of staff working there.
Yeah.
It seemed like every second day you'd get an all-staff email and it would say, 1 o'clock in the canteen. We're doing a birthday for George. George is 35 years of age. And you'd have to get up off your desk.
That was awful.
Go up to the canteen and nobody wants it.
No, no.
So George would be sitting there. Now, George was a bit socially awkward at the best.
He was.
George would be sitting there
at his desk, and they all come over.
And you all come over and surround him. Yeah, you all surround him. And then, like spaz. Can you say it like that?
You can't say that.
You cannot.
You can't. That word's banned off this show.
No, there's no words banned off the show. Opinions matter. And you'd be all there clapping. Happy birthday to George.
I know, it's horrendous.
And you can't help but feel, like, I'm sorry, the cutoff point for birthdays is 12.
Yeah, after that, forget it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so can I give out your age?
No, we don't have a drum.
Oh, no, I'll get a drum. I'll Google a drum.
But then, I want to tell you a little story.
Yeah, go
boys
on.
And girls. Do you remember Dribbly Dennis?
Dribbly Dennis?
Yeah.
It's not a nice thing to call him.
We never
he paid
that.
You well for years. He paid you very well for years on end.
Actually, thank you, Dennis O'Brien. I'm not talking about Dennis O'Brien.
Oh, thank God for that.
You wouldn't have a bad word said about that man.
There are people who would.
So there was a fella called Dribbly Dennis, but he didn't know that his nickname was Dribbly Dennis. And he was called Dribbly Dennis was because when Dennis, maybe not his real name.
Well, I hope it's not.
What do you do? You used to work with the man. When Dennis would blow out the candles on the cake,
You said I hadn't got a drum. I have a drum now.
Okay, that's coming up in a second. Yeah. Anyway, Dribbly Dennis.
Yeah.
Ward, when he would. What are you saying?
Call him Dribbly Dennis?
Never to his face. I've names for. I've a name for you that I wouldn't say to your face.
Go on, tell me.
No. We haven't got a drum roll.
I have a drum roll. I found one.
We'll come to it in a second.
No. I have a drum roll. Come on, say it to me. Oh, no. Hang on. Oh, better not play that.
What?
That was close. Here we go. Right, what's your nickname for me? Come on.
That'll come in a second. I'm talking about Dribbly Dennis. So, I don't know if any of you work with someone who would have that nickname, Dribbly Dennis. So some people...
I doubt there's anybody listening who knows anybody called Dribbly Dennis.
Some people, when they... Do you ever hear the expression, say it, don't spray it?
Yes, now, I do.
When it comes to people, do you prefer a spitter or a swallower?
What?
Do you prefer someone who spits?
I'd take anything. Take anything at this stage.
I'm asking for a preference.
Oh, no, anything.
But that's like saying... A T-bone or a tomahawk, you have to have a favourite.
Come on, anyway.
So, do you prefer a spitter or a swallower?
Either or, it's not... No.
It doesn't keep you awake at night.
It doesn't, no.
So, there's some people that when they... Amanda likes a spitter.
Okay.
Well, Dribbly Dennis was a spitter.
He was, so he'd be blowing out the cake and it'd be...
Yeah. And obviously there are certain words...
And when COVID came along... Birthday cakes were banned because of Dennis.
Yeah,
because he spat all over the bloody things.
But Dennis, when he was blowing out the candles,
yep.
Like when I blow out candles, have you got a candle here?
No.
This is a terrible studio. We've no drums. We do have drums.
No, I have drums. I have the drums. Look. There we go. There's your drums.
That's a snare.
That's what more do you want? What do you want from me?
Snare drum.
What do you want from me?
Dribbly Dennis, when he would blow out the candles. So if there was
Dennis, if you're listening, I can only apologise.
Don't apologise. And the say this is the candle. So here's me blowing out the candles. So wish me a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's all it takes.
Yep.
You don't need any more. But Dribbly Dennis had a lot of gusto in him. Didn't even blow. So pretend I'm Dribbly Dennis. Say happy birthday, Dribbly.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Yeah, don't call me Dribbly Dennis.
No, I'm not going to call you Dribbly
Dennis.
Happy
birthday, Dennis.
Happy birthday, Dean.
Oh, thank you, Adrian. Can I blow out my candle?
Please do.
So, poor old Colin the Caterpillar.
The cake.
Yeah, that's the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Although we did work with someone whose nickname was Colin the Caterpillar as well.
Really?
Yeah, because he had a furry dick.
What?
Remember someone...
No, I don't remember anybody like that.
Someone slept with him at the radio awards and said he had hair on his dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You know this fella?
I don't know him.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I disassociate myself with him.
You don't know? No, but he actually had no... I don't know how common this is, but some men have hair on their dick. How do we move on from this?
We don't.
So anyway, Colin the Caterpillar will be the name of the cake. And by the time Dribbly Dennis had said, blown out his candles, Colin the Caterpillar would be bloody drenched, wouldn't he? He'd have spit. And then Dribbly Dennis would get a knife and he'd go, here's a slice for you, Adrian.
And it would churn your stomach.
And he would hand you the cake, but he wouldn't leave until you took a bite out of it.
That was awful. I used to always bite off the bottom of it.
So you go, Dennis, I'll save that for later. No, Adrian, it's bad manners not to eat my cake. Eat my Colin the Caterpillar cake now. And you'd have to put a slice of cake into your mouth that was covered in someone else's spit. And it was
horrendous.
Although it was worse for the girl that had to put Colin the Caterpillar in her mouth.
Now, just one final thing. What were you rabbiting on about my car, by the way? What is the issue here? You're shiting on earlier on about my car.
Yeah, sorry, Adrian's car is parked down outside the hotel we're in. If you want to go along and scratch us with a... With a key.
Please don't.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I actually encourage that. Or we kind of paint over it. I'm parked beside you at the moment.
Yeah.
You have a very boring taste in cars.
What?
You have a horrible taste in cars. There's three things you have a horrible taste in.
Right, go on. Be careful now. Be what? Very, very careful.
Have you got a drum?
I have a drum, but be very careful.
Be very careful.
Go on.
Yeah, but the first one is cars.
Cars, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one is
clothes. You're literally...
Nothing wrong with that shirt.
You're
clothes. It's better than that shite you're wearing. Look at that. Go on, and number three?
We'll just skip number three then.
Well, I hope you do.
Well, what did you think it was going to be?
Oh, I was afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Anyway, what's wrong with my car?
It's the most boring,
bland... There's nothing boring about it.
I'd never seen it before. Can I give it the makeup?
No, you cannot.
Well, why not?
People will be encouraged to come and scratch it.
No, don't scratch. Piss on it then. How about that?
No, I don't want any pissing.
Go on, piss on Adrian's car. Or if you can get your bird to do a shit on the... On the windscreen.
Please don't do that to my car.
It's a horrible looking
car. There's nothing horrible about it.
Like, all the money you had to spend on that car.
Yeah, what's wrong with the car?
What?
What is wrong with the car?
It's just it's a boring colour for start. It's black.
Okay, black. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
black. I like black.
There's just nothing to it. It's just a meh car.
Yours is a meh car as well.
People look at me when I'm driving through traffic.
Yeah, and they say, look at that spa.
No, I actually...
But you use the word. That's what they say when you drive past.
Don't you do that?
They do.
When you hear someone else using it,
I know it's dreadful.
It's very triggering. It's very triggering. So what do you say when you're going for a sauna? Where do you go for a sauna?
I tend not to go to a sauna.
Why?
Anyway, now Darren wants to know what car I drive.
I'm going to say what it is. Can I say what it is?
No, you can't.
Why?
Well, and then we'll say yours as well, okay?
Ah, yeah, I don't mind.
And let's have a competition.
I'm not car. Okay, which car would you rather drive? Would you rather drive? So I drive a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Yeah. Old man's car, yeah.
7-seater.
Yeah.
It's not an old man's car.
Just for all the kids.
No, it's a man who has a lot of kids.
Yeah, it's
called a virile man's car.
What?
A virile.
No, it's not. It is.
It's a man who can produce...
It's called a school bus.
It's a man who... You could only produce two babies. And at that, we don't even know if they're yours at this stage. We actually don't.
Yours is a school bus.
Mine's a virile man's car. There was a time, yeah? When my wife only had to look at my sperm and she'd get pregnant. Great days they were. Great days. I have a 7-seater.
So you drive
a 7-seater Hyundai Santa Fe, and Adrian drives, can we say what it is?
Yeah, go on, fire ahead.
A Skoda Octavia.
No, it's not an Octavia.
Oh, what is it?
It's a Superb. Skoda Superb.
Oh, even the name is wanky.
Oh, it is, yeah.
That's a wanky name
Skoda
for a car.
Skoda Superb.
That's a wanky name for a car.
It's the best car I've ever driven. Absolutely brilliant.
Can imagine going into a bar. Back in the day, when women used to be impressed by things like cars, you'd go into a bar and you'd put your keys.
Yeah.
If you drove a nice car, you'd go into a bar and you'd throw your keys down.
Yeah.
And you'd go, hey, babe, look at that key there. And then you'd order a bottle of Cristal to the table and she would be putty in your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, putty in your hands.
That's never going to happen. Look at the state of that key. Look at that. That's not going to pull anybody.
Let's see.
Look. What key does that in 2025?
Fix open.
Look. So old-fashioned. Look.
Oh, no, that's to ward off the scumbags when they attack me. You were giving out...
No. There's nothing wrong with my car. My car is fantastic.
So when Adrian goes into a bar, he goes, hey, ladies, it's Adrian here. I drive. What's it again?
Skoda Superb.
It's an awful, awful car.
And there, Darren's dead right, actually. Darren said, I've never seen a man driving a Santa Fe. It's a woman's car. It really is. It's a school bus.
Jeez, why are they all saying Skoda's a better car?
It is. Superb's a great car. One of the best cars I've ever driven.
Well, Darren, why would you be looking at the gender of people driving certain cars?
Because when you see that yoke you drive...
Darren's the type of fella that stands at a bus shelter and wanks.
No, he's not.
Darren
is the sort of guy that he stands at a bus shelter, he sees somebody driving an auto de fe or whatever the hell it is.
An auto de fe?
Right? And you drive past, arm out the window like a spanner. See, I extended the word there. Yeah, like a complete spanner.
Is that what spa is? Is it a short version of spanner?
Oh, could be, actually.
Well, that's okay, then.
That is forgivable.
Yeah, we're okay.
Anyway, you're like a complete spanner.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody expects it to be a woman driving the car. And there's you. Or me.
Okay, I'll sell the car next week. Okay. But honestly, if you are out this neck of the woods...
Then you won't sell the car.
And you want to piss someone's car, pick the black one. Okay.
Opinions matter.
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome along to OM. This is Opinions Matter.
It's my favourite woman.
With, who's she?
Do you not know who she is?
No.
Oh,
what happened to her?
Oh, well, that's makeup, I assume. Well, I hope that's makeup.
Oh.
Who is she? Do you think she's beautiful?
Not like that, she's not.
We don't have the same taste in women.
Why are you leering on a young one?
No, she's not a young one.
How old is she?
I don't know, but she just popped up on my... Actually, let's see if anybody can guess. See how well you know me and my taste in women. By the way, it's my wedding anniversary today, so I really shouldn't be talking about it.
How did you find that out? You were told when you were walking out the door? Come on.
I hate when...
She said as you were walking out the door...
I hate when you're...
Happy anniversary, honey. Thanks for the card.
No, I leave well before her. I'm a man. I work full hours.
Yeah, I know. Or she sent you the text.
No.
Thanks for the card, you prick.
No, but you're not far wrong, and I hate when you're right. I hate when you're right. It pisses me off.
Yes. Happy anniversary anyway, honey.
Yeah. No, she didn't remind me. My mother did. My mother texted me and said...
You're an absolute fool,
she
man.
Said, Jeremy, I'm sure you know this, which I didn't. But it's
your wedding anniversary today.
It's your wedding anniversary today.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
So now I have to get a present.
No, but you see, you've fucked it up now. What? If you get the present this afternoon, on the way home, and it's halfway through the day,
Yeah.
And you rock in this evening with the present, she will know full well you only got it on the way home as opposed to buying it at the weekend.
Already ahead of you on that one.
Right,
So what I do is, because I do this, like most men listening to this, I forget birthdays and anniversaries and funerals.
This is a man who doesn't even know his own kids' birthdays.
No. Couldn't even tell you their ages. So what I do is, I buy the present on the day.
Yeah.
And I will leave it at the back of the house at the bedroom window. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then I walk into the house swinging my arms with nothing in them. Hey, how are you doing? Like the Fonz. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
The who?
The Fonz.
Who's
happy
he?
Days. Monday, Tuesday, happy days.
Go on anyway.
And then she'll go, oh, he's arrived in empty-handed. Then I'll go into the bedroom, open the window, get the present in, and then walk back out of the bedroom and go, there you go, hon. And she will think that was bought weeks ago. See, we have the Ring app on our...
I just tell you, by the way, that the she's probably listening to this and you've given away the secret?
She's busy today. We have the Ring app on her phone, so you can't get away with anything.
She can see you rocking in the front door.
She sees everything. Jeremy, at 3:29 on Saturday night, you arrived in with a McDonald's chicken tenders meal. What was that all about? Like, fuck. How did she know that? Anyway, yes, it is my wedding anniversary today. But also, that woman.
Yes, we started off with you showing me a photograph of a woman.
Who I follow on social media. She's my hall pass. My wife has said to me, God rest her.
She's not dead. It's your anniversary today. Oh, is it the anniversary of her death?
No, it's not.
Jesus, it's okay. Anyway,
we can't talk about that.
What?
There's court cases going on at the moment.
About what?
Did he or didn't he? Can't talk about it. Your man.
Oh, yeah, don't talk about him.
I'm not talking about him. Sorry, hang on.
Who? Sachi? Is that who you're talking about?
Sachi. Yeah,
we'll call him that. We'll call him that.
That's literally not his name. Hey, innocent until proven guilty. No, you can't talk
guilty
about
as.
It. No, yeah, we have to cut that bit out.
No, we won't.
Anyway, so this is my hall pass, this woman, and her name is, do you not know Ana de Armas?
No idea who that is.
She's an actress. She's literally like in every movie.
What's her name?
Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas.
Ana de Mayas.
De Armas.
Yeah. Sorry, Darren says Dua Lipa. No, Dua Lipa is also on my list. I have a very long list.
I thought you only had one hall pass.
No, I have three.
You've three hall passes.
Four hall passes, yeah. Now, all of these women are...
They all look the exact same, though.
They actually do. I like foreign women.
Right, Armas,
She's Cuban. She was married to Ben Affleck.
Okay, can I tell you she's only about 19?
No, she's not only 19.
How old is she?
No, it doesn't matter. Ages are...
I'm going to find out how old she is.
Ages are for...
dirty pervert.
Ages are for birthday cakes. What age is she?
Oh, she's 37. I literally read that, yeah. Okay.
She's Cuban, and she's absolutely beautiful. And she was going out with your man, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And he left her for that whingy girl.
Who?
J-Lo.
And now they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up now.
Yeah. It's all very messy.
The point is, Mr. Affleck.
What's wrong with J-Lo, by the way?
Not at all. No, she's good looking, but she's a moany girl. I'm sorry.
A moany girl.
A moany girl, yeah. Hey, have you got the dinner ready yet? Hey, I don't want spaghetti on a Monday. Oh, I couldn't put up with it. I just couldn't. But Ben, if you're listening to this podcast, how are you, Mr. Affleck, by the way?
You think Ben Affleck listens to Opinions Matter?
Loved your latest movie, The Accountant.
That was good, yeah.
How did you get to see that? It's only in the cinema.
What?
in cinema.
I was at the screening.
You weren't, I was. I didn't see you there.
I was at the back. Yeah, I was right at the back there.
Anyway, Ben, love the accountant, but let this be a lesson for you, Mr. Affleck. The grass is not always, or in this case, I can't say the word, but...
What?
The ghee isn't always greener on the other side.
You can't say that.
I didn't say it. That's why I whispered it.
All right.
So he left your woman, Ana de Armas, who's beautiful, isn't she? Like, look.
Ah, yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Left her to go with J-Lo, yeah?
Yeah.
Because like most men, he was thinking with his dick.
He was.
Why do men think with their dicks?
Nah, they're fools. Fools.
Absolute fools. Stop thinking with your dick, lads. Okay? And he left her to go off with J-Lo.
Yep.
And after 2 days with J-Lo, hey, Bean! Bean! Cook me my steak dinner!
What's your issue with J-Lo?
She's a moany face on her.
A moany face.
She just has a moany face on her. I can't deal with her. Anyway, before we move on, all joking aside, we have big news.
Big news?
Chris says, I'd split Dua Lipa.
You can't read that out loud.
Oh, can you not?
No, read the fucking thing before you read it out.
Oh, sorry.
You can't read that out loud.
You literally can't.
No.
No, you literally can't.
We'll be done. We'll be cancelled.
Done for what? Cancelled for what?
For reading it out.
You can't cancel us. We're uncancelled.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Dua Lipa is beautiful, though.
She is, I agree.
And
I
who's
agree.
My other ones on the list?
It's a very long list. I know with interest, though. I know with great interest.
Oh, here we go. Don't read too much into it.
I have to.
No, it's literally a list of women that wouldn't even spit on me if I was on fire.
No, but I know with interest.
You think if I was lying at the side of the road, fire, so flames.
Any woman is going to come and piss on you.
Someone literally pour petrol over me.
So there's Ana de Armas.
Do you think Ana de Armas would spit on me?
No, I don't. There's, what's her name, Dua Lipa.
Hey, a little man. I don't know who you are. I know Nate Estelle.
Where's she from?
Cuba.
Okay.
Cuba.
But I know with interest, with all of those names that you just read out.
Two names.
Okay, but you said there was three or four.
There's Ana de Armas.
Yeah. Your woman.
Who?
What's her name? Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. And of course, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah. No, I can get it all. But I know with great interest.
What do you know that they're all female?
No.
That's the only That's the only way I see
it. The only person who's not on the list is the woman with whom an anniversary you share today.
Because I have.
Not at all. She should be first on the list.
No.
That's it. Divorce for you.
No, because she's...
I am going to send her the tape of this.
The tape? Yes, it's 1980.
I'm going to send her the tape.
I'm going to send her a cassette recording.
Okay, I'll send her the MP3 of this show today.
By the way... And
she will note with interest that her name wasn't on the list.
No, her name wouldn't be on the hall pass list.
Because
she's in the hall. I don't need the hall pass.
No, I'm not buying it. Now, come here, I've good news.
Yeah, sorry, Adrian has big news.
I have big news today. Really big news. Yep.
We did have a drummer here for the last episode, but he... got sacked.
Scarpered, yeah.
Adrian wouldn't pay him the money. Yeah.
I've got good news today. So before I come in here today...
The drummer, he didn't stick around.
He didn't.
Sure he didn't.
Is Jordan Price on the list?
Katie Price, I think. Now, Chris...
I wouldn't put her on any list.
I don't want to be disrespectful to any woman because I love women. Women are beautiful.
But Jordan or Katie Price wouldn't be on any list.
She hasn't been called Jordan since the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. She wouldn't... Well, she'd be on a different list.
A different list,
The hit list.
Anyway, good news today.
Adrian has good news. And I want you all to raise your flutes.
Okay, do that if you want.
No. Did you ever write... You raise your flute at a wedding.
Okay. Raise a glass.
Did you raise your flute on your wedding?
I did.
Yeah, well, there you go. So pick up a flute. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Put something in it.
Yep.
Drink in it. Adrian has good news. Go ahead. Take
it. You're not to twist this like you always do when I talk about this.
No, I am a bit of a shit stirrer.
Yeah, you are.
I do.
So it is...
I'm going to shut up.
It is almost a year to the day since I had that surgery last year. Do you remember
hang on, just want to check if my flute is raised. Yeah, we're okay.
It's almost a year to the day since I had my prostate cancer surgery last year.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go?
It's all been fun and games and a bit of a laugh. J-Lo's a whingy gal.
No.
And now we're going...
You're a knob.
Now we're going...
I want to share with you the fact that a year later, I've just come... Before coming into the podcast studio today, I came from my surgeon's office and I've got the all clear a year later from cancer. Cancer free. Gone. Finished. See ya.
Where's my spaghetti, Ben?
That's my good news. Is that it? Is that all you have to say?
It's all fun and games. We were having
Is that all you have to say?
We were having the
you
banter.
You absolute knob of a man.
We were having the banter. We
anyway,
were,
that's my good news. I think it's great news, personally.
We were talking about raising flutes.
Nah, yeah, you're an immature fool.
Which is actually connected to your prostate.
You're an immature fool.
Oh, I am an immature fool. So you're cancer free.
Correct. A year later,
now,
thank God.
I have a question for you.
Go on.
By the way, what's Keith saying well done for Adrian? What do you mean?
Well, no, I didn't do anything.
What do you mean well done, Adrian? He didn't have to do anything, Keith. He literally didn't. He got a camera up as Jaxi.
Probably. A camera up is Jackson.
So you don't get a camera up your bum.
For what?
To make sure it's all spick and span.
No.
Oh. Oh, what's that? Oh, okay.
Oh, you're a fucking gobshite.
Who knew? Who knew?
I had to get bloods done the other day. Bloods all clear. Happy days. There you go.
Well done, Adrian. That must have been very difficult getting bloods done.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Look at the little mark on my arm. Look.
Okay, so you're cancer free.
So you have a question to ask. Go on.
You're cancer free.
Thank God, yes. A year later, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Go on.
What now?
What do you mean, what now?
Well, what drum are you going to be banging now? Because you've literally can't talk about the cancer. And by the way, it's brilliant news.
It is brilliant news.
I will celebrate later. I'm going to have a tea, Maria, and Coke.
A tea, Maria, and Coke?
I found a bottle of tea, Maria, in the back of the press.
Oh, you wouldn't just have it with Coke.
Oh, yeah. What else can you mix with tea, Maria?
Okay, you're going to have tea, Maria, and Coke.
Tell me what to mix with it.
Vodka. And then it's a Black Russian.
You, by the way, you'll only ever hear Adrian making those sounds when he's talking about alcohol. Yeah. It's like, go on, do that noise again.
Vodka and tea, Maria.
You mention any
alcohol. Equals Black Russian.
Mention any alcohol to Adrian. Listen to noise. Adrian.
Yep.
Mojito.
Oh, no, I don't actually like mojito. Adrian. It's disgusting.
Adrian.
Yep.
Sex on the beach.
Nah.
That wouldn't be yours. Too sweet.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're cancer free. I'm genuinely delighted. Only because without you, the show would
fall apart.
Fall apart.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So you're delighted that the company kept going,
yeah,
basically.
The company is going.
Right.
I mean, oh, no, hang on. When Steve Jobs got cancer, Apple went through the roof, went even better. Remember, oh, Steve Jobs died.
Do you actually think people are going to tune in to watch you sitting there, the baldy head on your own?
I'm just saying, after Steve Jobs died of cancer, God rest him,
yeah.
Apple's profits went through the roof. They actually became a more successful company. So maybe.
So you're what you're saying is the news today is disappointing.
I'm just saying,
fucking hell.
I'm just saying, maybe cancer, if you want to come back to Adrian, just say hello.
No, he doesn't.
No, I'm delighted that you've got it done.
Mm-hmm.
But please, can you just do me one thing?
Which is what?
Just do me one thing, for the love of God.
The love of God.
For the love of God. Hang on, just watch this again. Okay, just watch this again. Okay. Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Pina colada.
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh, got that wrong.
That horrible flavour.
Oh, love a pina colada. Okay, Adrian.
Yep.
Bacardi and Coke.
Oh,
no, I have a better one. I have a better one.
Yeah,
I tasted it last week. I don't drink. It was at a tasting thing and it was forced down me. Okay.
There's laws against that, but go on.
Sorry, what's the law against it?
You can't just shove something down somebody's throat.
Cuba Libra.
That's Bacardi and Coke, you fool.
Oh, I thought of something. Really?
Yeah.
Cuba Libra.
This is a Bacardi and Coke.
Oh, okay. So, for the love of God.
For the love of God.
For the love of God, can you do me a favour? Can you not go to News Talk and ask Andrea or one of those or Pat or who else is on that stage?
Well, what else is there to say?
No, just don't. It's embarrassing that you're... When I arrived in here earlier on this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Adrian was typing out a press release.
No, he wasn't.
Which is on the computer there.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were here before me.
The actual, the heading of it is my cancer battle. I won.
There was no battle.
There was a battle.
Well, there actually wasn't, thank God.
Because I have
diagnosed, surgery, cured, thanks. Good luck.
I have a serious medical condition at the moment that I could get press out of.
Which is?
Well, it's when you go to the papers and they do an article.
No, I know, yeah. What is it?
I can't talk about it because it's a very serious medical issue.
Well, how are you going to get press out of it if you don't talk about it?
It's a life-changing press issue, or a life-changing medical issue that I have at the moment, yeah? And I could knock on News Talk's door, because they'll interview anybody. They have a lot of airtime to fill, don't they?
Yep, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I could knock on Pat's door and go, Pat, I have a life-changing illness. By the way, this is very serious. I may not be here next year. Opinions matter.
Because of?
The condition that I have. And what I'm saying...
By the way, if you're not here, the podcast will just go on. So I've already got two people lined up to take over from you. Just saying. Okay? So don't be worrying about it.
I won't be dead.
No.
But I could go to News Talk and say, lads, do you want to interview me? I'll give you an exclusive. I have a life-changing condition that could end my life prematurely at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, death is knocking on my door.
Okay, so I'm Pat Kenny. Yeah. So, Jeremy, tell me about the condition.
So, Jeremy,
yeah, tell me about
the condition.
Yeah, go on, tell me about it.
What you have. Irritable bowel syndrome.
What, you shite funny? Wow, that's going to kill you. You have a pain in your belly.
I've irritable bowel syndrome. But you don't see me going to the Herald and going,
it's not
going to
kill you.
What?
It's hardly comparable to cancer, you fool.
No, but I'm just saying it's...
You have a bell that's a bit dicky.
Yeah, but if you're in a place where there's no toilet, which I was a couple
that's
of...
That's not going to kill you either when you shite all over yourself.
I'm sorry. You've never had to clench.
Hang on.
No.
Hello? Pat?
You don't even have Pat Kenny's
phone
number.
How are you, Pat? It's Adrian Kennedy here.
He doesn't even know who you are.
Pat, Jeremy has the trots. He can't keep his shite in.
I don't know who this is on the phone. Who is this talking to me on the phone? Don't be making it Pat Kenny's number.
I do have Pat Kenny's number.
You don't have Pat Kenny's number.
How are you, Pat? Anyway.
Yes, my irritable bowel syndrome could kick in at any time.
And it's going to do what to you?
The point is, I'm not going to sell my irritable bowel syndrome for press.
Because nobody will be interested.
It's a very interesting...
How are you, Pat? I've got irritable bowel. So is half the country. Look, see ya.
Sorry, IBS is the big silent thing. Nobody will talk about it. I'm here to open... If anybody is...
Don't open up.
That's the problem. I can't control opening up. It can happen at any time. If anybody wants to interview me on a show, it has to have over 100,000 listeners. It has to be one of the big shows.
Yeah.
So no show that Adrian's ever worked on.
I think you'll find you're wrong.
I think you'll find, no. So if you want to interview me, I will talk openly about my irritable bowel syndrome and how it affects me on a daily basis.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to sponsor Jeremy's adult nappies, please feel free to log on to GoFundMe. People would pay for that.
You buy me a pair of adult diapers, I'll gladly wear them.
I'll get some for you tomorrow.
Because I'm going to a gig next week and I'm having palpitations.
Really?
Because I want to be up the front at the gig. I want to be at the stage.
And you don't want to risk...
And I know that with my IBS that I get the shakes. You know, the warning alarm. And how...
I have to see that.
You have to see me shit my... So you want to see me shit my pants at a pitbull gig?
I do.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody wants to interview me about my IBS...
Nobody does.
I will happily give you the...
Hello?
Oh, here we go.
How are you, Joe?
Another person that's not in his phone.
How are you, Joe? He actually is. Joe. Yeah.
Hi, no. Great.
He won't have you on live before he finishes up. Sorry about that.
Super. Here, he's done worse.
What?
He's interviewed worse. That's all I'm saying. How are you, Joe? Thanks.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm, more life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome to Opinions Matter with Adrian and a much improved Jeremy. You look really well today, Jeremy, I have to say. It's been a long time since I've seen you looking so well.
And I sound even better.
You sound even better as well.
I have the husky laryngitis voice, so I apologise.
Let me hear that.
Yeah, do you know, it's like that episode of Friends, Phoebe and Smelly, you know, she's like, Smelly Cat.
Oh, yeah, come on, keep
I'm
going.
I'm all croaked up.
Oh, go on.
I would love to keep the croaked up voice without the cough. It's just, actually, has anyone got any little tips for, because the honey and lemon, shite. The lozenges are shite.
Have you ever sucked a fisherman's friend?
Have I ever sucked a fisherman's friend?
Yeah, no, it's a genuine question.
No, I've never sucked a fisherman's friend. Should I suck a fisherman's friend?
No, not the fisherman, just his mate.
Okay, just his mate. Okay.
But I believe it does wonders for your throat. Like
cod liver stuff, is it?
You've never had one, obviously.
No.
Anyway, what are they? Apparently, you'll be brand new. All you have to do is find the fisherman, yeah?
Yeah.
And then get him to introduce you to his friend, and then you suck the fisherman's friend.
Do I do it around a corner, or can I do it in public?
I think you can do it pretty much anywhere. Yeah, you can do it anywhere.
It's a mess.
No, not really. But I think it's worth a try.
Okay.
Because you're very croaky today.
I'm very croaky. I am very, very croaky. But you know what? I would love to keep... I love husky voices. I hear people in radio with husky voices. I'm like, you're so lucky. You're just made for radio with that voice. But it's a pain in the arse with the cough and it's really annoying. And you know what? I think it's down on my chest because every time I take a breath, I'm like... Do you know what I mean? I should probably see a doctor, but I'm a very strong man, so I'm a warrior and a fighter, so.
Dave says Oxynorm, that'll sort you out, whatever that is. I don't know what Oxynorm is.
Oxynorm, yeah. Is that pharmaceutical?
I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with the fisherman's friend, or I don't really know. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you procrastinate much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a devil for procrastinating.
Yeah, no, I do myself, right? And the reason I'm asking is, as you know, and ladies and gentlemen, by the way, this is Katie, for those of you who haven't recognised her. As you know, I'm going away my Holliers next week.
Yeah.
So Katie's going to be around a fair bit for the next
Yay.
2 weeks. Yeah. So you'll have a pain in your face with her by the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm off my Holliers, but I've been procrastinating all week. About packing, about ironing.
You're such a man.
About everything. I've just literally, it just got me thinking about what jobs I despise. So I've a pile of shirts and shorts and stuff like this for my Holliers that I need to iron.
Yeah. And ironing is tedious.
I'm procrastinating all week, literally. And every time I go to do it, I find something else to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find myself we're going away on Tuesday. I'm going to find myself at midnight on Monday.
You can pay people. You can look online and you can actually give people like 50 quid or something to come in for an hour or whatever and do your clothes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think my missus would probably flip if I have somebody into the house to do my ironing.
What
job do you hate? Do you mind
lunch
ironing?
Boxes.
Lunchboxes? Why? What's wrong with lunchboxes?
Lunchboxes after school.
Why?
I don't know. I just hate it. Half-eaten sandwiches and like strawberries like mushed in it.
Did you not just chuck them in the bin?
Yeah, I do. But it's just, I hate doing lunchboxes. I hate washing the lunchboxes and then drying them and everything. Now, it's great because the schools have hot meals now. But you can get like extras for the little lunch and stuff. So he still has a little lunchbox. And then Claude obviously has a lunchbox for her school. And I hate...
So that's your job you hate, lunchboxes?
I hate doing any jobs.
Really?
But
is there any job around the house you do like?
Oh, no, I do. Like, I love when it's a nice day getting the clothes out on the line. There's nothing that makes me happier. Do you not love looking out of the line, clothes blown away?
In the wind.
In the wind. And you just, it's a great feeling.
God, you're getting old.
I'm getting old and boring.
It's a grand old day for drying, it is.
Oh, and you know what? The last couple of days, we've had some great days for drying.
For drying, yeah. Okay, what other jobs? Just send me a WhatsApp, by the way, to 085-825-2626.
And let us know. And if you doing jobs.
So ironing is the one job I just hate. I hate it.
I'd pay someone else to do it.
You actually do pay somebody?
I have done in the past.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lazy bastard.
I know.
What other jobs do you particularly hate?
What other jobs? Oh, the bedclothes.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate that as well.
Oh, it's
Can
always
I get somebody
a struggle.
In to do that?
The struggle of getting the duvet cover on the bed and the sheet. Oh, no.
And every
no,
time no, we, no. We're changing our bed sheets, there's murder.
No,
she I gives
hate
out yards to me for not
I
doing it right.
I hate the bedclothes. Can't. Do you guys have in your house like jobs that you do?
Well, we both change the bed. We do that together.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's cute.
Is it like you take this end, I'll take this end, and then you fall into bed together? That's so romantic.
Oh, no, I don't know about the falling into bed together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's so cute. You do your bed together.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy, I'm the same. The lunchboxes.
What's the issue with lunchboxes?
They're grotesque.
Really?
Mm.
And do you mind packing the lunchboxes?
No, I do the lunchboxes. I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning. And before I leave for work, around 6, up, shower, dress, makeup, hair, and then I do my lunch boxes before I go to work. That's fine. It's empty and the dirty thing. I'm actually going to ask my mother-in-law and my father-in-law mind the kids. I'm actually going to ask them would they do that for me before
I do
home.
The lunch boxes? Oh, yeah. Empty the lunch boxes?
Yeah, so that I don't have to do it.
Is it that vile?
Yeah. I'll just kind of say to them, you do it. Is that cheeky?
And there's somebody, who's that? Frances says, I love ironing. Said nobody. Actually, Francis has just said, drop in your clothes, Adrian, I'll iron them all. There's an offer, isn't it? Francis.
Oh, you've been outed.
Why?
You've been outed.
Why?
Your other half is listening.
Oh, why?
Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, it's Linda's birthday
today,
happy
birthday. She's just outed you.
Why, what's she saying?
A message here from Linda Kennedy
what's she saying,
says, you don't do the ironing, Adrian.
Yeah, because I hate it.
Full of shit.
Because I hate it.
Do you cook?
I hate it. Do I cook? I cook a lot.
Do you do anything for your wife?
I cut the grass today.
Oh, okay.
I cut the grass before I
came in. You're obsessed with your grass. Every day when we were working in the other place in the station, we were there every day. As soon as the slightest bit of sun, you'd have Adrian. Right, I have to go home and cut the grass. You must have the best tended to grass in the country.
It's not bad if I say so myself.
It's a real man thing, isn't it? Cutting the grass. My father-in-law's the same. As soon as there's a bit of good weather, and then he'll come over if my husband's in work and he'll do our grass. Is it a thing? Is there something therapeutic about cutting the grass?
I don't mind cutting the grass. Yeah, no, I've never minded cutting the grass. So I was out first thing this morning.
So is it a likeable job?
Well, you see, I stick in my headphones and I just get stuck in.
You see, what I start doing when I'm cleaning is I've Netflix on my phone and I just bring it into the room I'm doing if I don't have a TV in that room. Darren says, I love mowing my lawns. Lawns, Darren.
Ooh, lawns.
Darren loves mowing his lawns.
My lawns, no less. Not just one. Most people have a lawn.
The Duke of, where is it, Enfield?
I love mowing my lawns. Yeah,
he loves mowing his lawns.
Darren, how posh. I have 2 acres of lawn. That's fucking huge. You must ride it, do you? You must have a ride on.
2 acres. Oh, do you know what? We lived in Louth many years ago. And my dad had a ride on. We used to love taking the ride on out when my dad wasn't looking.
Oh, yeah, deadly.
That's Loud Kids Gone Rogue.
I'd love a ride on. Will you get me a ride on?
I'd go down to the neighbour's house and the like. There'd be neighbours, you know, half a kilometre down the road.
Riding away?
Oh, yeah, you go on down, tipping away.
And you knock on the neighbour's door and say, can I have a ride?
That's what you do in Loud, yeah. Yeah, they've no TVs there, you see.
Luke says,
I love gardening, earphones in and work away.
So when I'm cutting the grass, I stick my earphones in, yeah. Listen to some kicking music and
what's your I bet it's all old weird stuff from the 80s.
Old weird stuff, no, dance tracks. I love all the dance tracks.
No, you don't. You're listening
to
Willie Nelson.
You think you're better off alone.
Yeah.
All that.
Oh, is it like the Diet Coke ad then where you take your shirt off and you're like rubbing the Diet Coke on you?
Look at the state of me.
Winking at Linda. And Linda's at the window blushing.
Look at the state of me. Do you think any woman blushes when they look at the state of me? No. It's been a long time.
So this, Darren sent us a picture of his, look at this.
Oh, good God almighty.
Jesus, Darren.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are regular listeners, you will know Angry Darren, yeah? He's just sent a photograph of his lawns.
Look at that.
Look at the size of it.
And they are well... He even looked after his bush, look.
Ah, he cuts his
look
bush.
Look at all his bushes.
Yeah, he cuts his bushes. He keeps it trimmed.
Darren, well done. You're tending to your bush too. That's great.
Very impressed. I change the levels from 3 to 4 and make stripes in my lawn, says Chris.
No way. You can actually have levels on a lawnmower for how short you want.
Yeah.
So it's like giving your lawn... Oh, my God. Stop.
So it's like well, you never knew.
No, you can't. You can actually choose the length.
Do you know who you sound like? Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. So you can actually choose the length you want on yours. So it's like,
well, obviously.
So you can go into a barber.
Yeah, like I'd have a 3 or a 2 or a 1. Yeah.
So you could like write.
You do that, do the exact same with the lawn.
You draw a big penis in your lawn if you want to.
If you wanted. I've never done it
you
now, I'll
totally
be honest.
You should do that because you're near the airport. Could you imagine taking off?
No, I will not be cutting a penis shape
that
into my grass.
That is hilarious. So you can.
Did you not know that?
No.
And
but I was wondering how, I always wondered about sometimes on certain lawns you'd have a line of grass that's greener than the other.
It's just the direction that you're after mowing it in.
You see, I thought it was a different kind of grass.
No. I do, our front garden is just a garden. It's just grass. So I'd go up and back and up and back and up and back. And then when you look out the window, it's all nice, neat lines.
So what number do you use on it?
On the front garden, a number 4.
Okay.
And on the back garden, a number 3.
And is this only on the fancy lawnmowers?
No, I think every bloody lawnmower has. You've obviously never used a lawnmower, have you not?
No, my dad would never let me. And then in later life, my husband wasn't happy about me using because I'm very clumsy.
So you honestly have never used a lawnmower?
I've never pushed a lawnmower, other than sitting on a ride on when I wasn't supposed to. I've never pushed a lawnmower, no. But I do love the smell of them.
The smell of lawnmowers?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the smell of the cut grass, isn't it?
I would sit sniffing lawnmowers all day.
Jesus.
Yeah, they should bottle up lawnmower and put it, yeah, and sell it.
Anyway, it's myself and, yeah, you do. Do you remember when Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana?
Oh, yeah.
You sound like her then.
Jeez, I wouldn't mind her money.
Yeah, when you sound like her.
Yeah, so lawnmowers, that's my thing for the day. I have to ask Darren, because he sent us a picture of his lawns. Do you use the different numbers, Darren, or...?
As somebody said, this is like the day that Katie discovered power banks. Remember that day you came bounding into the building?
I really am. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I really am stuck in the 80s and 90s or something because this is all new to me. I have never heard... Oh, wow. So now we're told about robot mowers. Is this a thing?
Oh, well, they're very expensive. No, you can't.
So you can actually send your lawnmower out to do its own thing.
Yeah, you just plug it in and it
I'd imagine it's like the Hoover, probably maps.
No, that's exactly how it works. Exact same thing.
Stop.
You can get, but they're very dear. I wouldn't mind one if anybody knows how I can get one for free. But no, I don't mind the mowing the lawn. Anyway, so that you've never mowed a lawn. No. I can't believe you've never used a lawnmower.
I've never used a lawnmower. But most women, I'd say, haven't.
Oh, actually, yeah, you could be right.
Like, there's jobs that are women's jobs, I hate to say, and there's jobs that are men jobs in this day and age still. Yeah, I went there.
Well, there's somebody after texting me to say, WhatsApping, to say $3,500 for one. I have a robot mower. It is the handiest thing ever. €3,500 for one, cheaper than a ride-on. I'm not going to spend $3,500 on a bloody lawnmower.
But would you want it? I don't think you'd actually want it. I think you'd miss pushing your little lawnmower. Are there different, like, is it like when you buy strollers and you can buy, like, Silver Cross or, like, Ferrari?
Yes, you can buy.
Can you buy different brands? Like,
of course you can, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I never knew that.
Right. There's a challenge for you over the weekend. Mow the lawn.
Oh, here. John sent us a picture of his lawn. Wow, look at that.
That's an impressive lawn.
I would have, you see, in weather like this now, I would have a massive, massive pool out there. Sitting
there. What, for the kids or for yourself?
Oh, for me. Sitting there. Having a beer, like even Darren, no pools. Where are the paddling pools? Are the big pools in this weather?
He's a grown man with no kids. It'd be a bit weird.
Listen,
now.
I am sorry.
For a grown man with no kids to have a paddling pool.
I don't care what age you are or whether you have kids at all. I genuinely
believe everyone should have a paddling pool.
Oh yeah. I believe that everybody, even grown adults without kids, everybody loves paddling pools. Do you not?
No, since my kids grew up, I haven't been in the paddling pool, you'd be happy to hear.
Most landscapers here in Canada are women. Mm. Okay.
And our buddy Polly is after saying, why don't you get one using the finance arrangements from Home?
Oh,
our show
which
sponsors.
Leads us nicely
it will
into
lead
the
us
next
very
thing.
Nicely into that in a second. That's not a bad idea, actually, Polly. I'll take out a loan credit.
What's your favourite invention of all
credit.
Time?
Well, actually, one of those lawnmowers that does your garden for you is brilliant. They're brilliant.
Mine is still the power bank. You literally can never go without battery.
But you actually came in here today without your power bank.
I know.
And you had to plug your phone in. Where's your power bank? Where is your power bank?
I've got 5 of them sitting at home.
They're no use at home.
Because they stacked up on them.
And then when you needed one, because you came in today with your phone out of juice and...
But not a lot of places do those power banks.
Everywhere does the fucking things. Everywhere.
I just see them in Lidl and I'm like, you ain't got to stock up on that. Are they not like limited edition things that come out?
No. Harvey Norman have them all year round.
Francis says, I have a pond. It's lovely. I'd love a pond.
Would you?
Do you have a pond?
We do, but it's full of...
Do you ever go swimming in it?
It's only a tiny little thing. If I jumped into it, all the water
would come
out.
Have you ever gotten into it?
Only in my wellies.
Oh, so it's like...
It's a tiny little thing.
You can't sit down in it or swim.
No,
okay.
No, you can't swim in it, no. That'd be a lake. We don't have a lake.
Okay, love a lake.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.